Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Cheryl Nash is president for investment services at Fiserv, the leading global provider of financial services technology solutions. She's responsible for driving the strategic vision and direction of the industry-leading technology solutions offered at Fiserv, which serve wealth management industry. She's had over 25 years of experience working in the wealth management industry and has been instrumental in the development of multiple strategy portfolios, more commonly known today as Unified Managed Accounts, or UMAs. In her current position, she is now the driving force behind the Investment Services Convergence Strategy, which comprises many initiatives that will result in integrated wealth management solutions, a single managed account platform, an aggregated view of client assets and liabilities to deliver the first Unified Managed Household, or UMH, capabilities. She's played significant roles in the acquisitions of Upstream Technologies and Advice America, providing Fiserv clients with an integrated trading environment and financial advice, planning, and technology, respectively. She's a recipient of the Money Management Institute's prestigious Pioneer Award for contributions which embody MMI's mission to serve as an advocate and catalyst for growth in the managed accounts and wealth management industry. She's formerly had the distinction of co-chair of MMI's Technology and Operations Committee. Cheryl, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
You're deeply experienced in the realm of the financial industry. I'm going to take a slightly different tack here. Specifically, I want to talk to you about the challenges you faced being a woman in a man's world. Now, what challenges have you experienced in your career? And have you ever felt that any of these were related to being a woman in a traditionally male-dominated industry?
I started my career with a startup firm. I was the fourth person hired, and I was right out of college. In the early days, I was balancing learning the financial industry, helping grow the business at a startup, and understanding how to service clients. I wore many hats in those early days, which allowed me to grow with the firm and to take on many different roles. I've always had a penchant for exceptional client service, so being in a smaller firm with few resources was challenging at times for us and for our clients. We worked very long hours and we were always very client-focused. That was what stood out for me and our clients, and it still does today. As we continue to grow, it became harder to be as customer-centric as we were, but I hired the right people who stood for the same values as me, which helped keep us focused on the client. One of the biggest challenges throughout my career was always assuring that my family's needs were met. That's part of being a woman in a man's playground. I was very fortunate that I have a very supportive husband, and I had a wonderful nanny who lived with us for 15 years. That allowed me to travel and know that my family was taken care of. It also allowed me to work long hours, which I think is important in taking on new and more responsibility. Another challenge for me is a long commute and working at such a fast pace in the world of technology. The travel demands and long hours will always be there. Fortunately, the technology advancements allow me to work anywhere, so I can work at home after a late flight or a long week. In my role as president, I have learned that I need to always be sharp and cannot afford tired or lethargic days. Getting a good amount of rest each night and knowing when I need to slow down has been very critical. I don't relate any of my challenges to being a woman in this male-dominated industry. It never was and is not a barrier for me, nor did it get in the way of my career. In fact, I have many male mentors and key stakeholders, and I'm very grateful for each of them.
Can you share with us some specific examples of major projects you've worked on throughout your career?
Sure. So I've been with Fiserv for 28 years. I've been involved in many major projects. I'll go through a couple of them, really focusing on building and developing teams. These include client service teams, implementation teams, business analysis, product management. I was always very instrumental in hiring and staffing for Fiserv, the firm that I worked for, and always developing charters and job descriptions. I think one of the biggest goals for me and everything that I've done at the firm is to build high-performing teams. I also started a business unit that was focused on just the broker-dealer market. I learned a lot about that market, which is actually a very fast-growing market in wealth management today. I learned how to launch new products. I launched a couple of new products, one that you mentioned in the bio around UMAs. I also launched a new mutual fund advisory product. and leading strategy for acquiring companies like Advice America. It also allowed me to understand how to do due diligence, strategy, look at deal structures and such. So I think, you know, really thinking about some of the major projects, it's really, you know, gotten me to be where I am. I think my most recent project now is to be the best president investment services ever had. And that's what I'm very focused on right now. And just lastly, another very proud moment was when I got the MMI Pioneer Award in March of 2009. It really was a true honor. There's 36 pioneers today, and only 6 of them are women. So that's a, you know, a great career positive step for me.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, a person doesn't get to where you are professionally without experiencing some failure, some disappointment. Can you talk to us a little about those moments? I mean, when that happened, what you've learned from that, and how that made you a stronger person?
Sure. So I haven't experienced a lot of failure or disappointment, but when I have, I always bounce back and keep going. I really think showing resilience and looking for alternatives when a disappointment does happen is a leadership trait I am most proud of. I have a lot of stamina for what I believe in, and I always believe in the work I do and am focused on goals. That makes it easier to overcome obstacles or challenges. My biggest disappointment in my career was a large project I was leading from the business side. I had a very strong team of business consultants helping me with the requirements. I got a core set of clients involved early on in the project to help validate direction and product scope. We locked in on an end date for delivering the new project before we did thorough analysis from a technology perspective. From the beginning of the project, I did not have a strong technology partner. We decided to outsource most of the work, and it was mismanaged, and the execution, after almost a year of working on the project, was wrong, and we decided to cancel it. My biggest learning was to acknowledge mistakes quickly and to escalate quickly. We spent too much time trying to get the technology team right, and early on, we knew they were not the right partner. It's a big lesson learned, and I learned so much from leading that project. It made me a stronger leader and helped me learn how to work with an outsourcing firm.
I think, actually, there's a phrase, we hear it around here quite often. It's a very popular quote, and it's something to the effect of, you know, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Just make new mistakes. You know, learn
from your own. That's right. Yep.
Who's influenced you? Somebody who might have hitched your wagon to or followed or received guidance from or maybe even served as a mentor for you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm just going to, you know, talk about 4 people who've really made a big difference, I think, in my career. The first person is Jay Whipple. Jay was the founder of the firm Security APL. It's a firm I joined back in the 1980s that was purchased by CheckFree and now Fiserv. Jay was a fantastic leader. His most valuable trait was he really valued people. I learned a lot from him there. He gave his people a lot of opportunities to learn. And he, you know, was very focused on making sure that he had the right people, and he was a very passionate leader. I consider him one of my biggest influencers in my professional life. Another mentor for me is Frank Polishock. Frank was a president of investment services twice. He was a great leader. He valued his people and made sure they felt appreciated. His leadership team would do anything for him. I learned so much from him on how to appreciate the people who work hard to help you be successful. I still keep in touch with Frank, and we still talk about leadership in our business. Another mentor for me is Jeff Sturm. I met Jeff when I was leading a large project, and he was working with me on Six Sigma. Jeff and I worked very closely for almost 2 years, and he was someone I could trust and turn to when I needed advice. Jeff was the outside view that I needed when we hit difficult times in a project. Jeff is always someone I know I can count on for a shoulder to lean on or good advice. I think having someone like that is very important to leaders. They need an outside view and someone just to bounce ideas off of. And lastly, Judy Wicks is also somebody who has played a very important role in my career. Judy leads our PR at Fiserv and always has looked out for opportunities for me to either network or speak. Judy is a great advocate for me and has continually found opportunities. She has helped me with social media, has appointed me an approved Fiserv social media blogger via Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. The greatest opportunity Judy gave me was to speak at the 50 Most Powerful Women in Banking dinner and to introduce the keynote speaker, Arianna Huffington, last year. I was so proud to be on that podium in front of all the impressive women who have made a difference in our industry.
Okay, we know how you feel about Fiserv and Fiserv management. Who do you look up to within the industry?
So I've been in this industry for a very long time, and I'm fortunate to know a lot of really good people. Jim Seifert, who used to be the COO of Pershing Managed Accounts, who recently retired, is someone I have known for a long time. Jim is one of the original founders of Managed Accounts. He is a great believer in fee-based accounts as well as holistic advice. Jim is a great confidant and a friend in this industry. Joan Binstock, who is the COO of Lord Abbott, has been a great client of ours for a very long time. When I got my role as president, she was one of the first clients to reach out to me to offer guidance and support in my new role. Noreen Beeman, who is the COO of Brinker Capital, is someone who I grew up with in the industry. Noreen has been a great client for a long time. She continues to move up the ladder in her firm. We have a lot in common both in work and our professional life. And Zach Gibson, who heads up the advice platform at USAA, is also someone I look up to in the industry. Zach and I were co-sponsors on the launch of their UMA platform in 2011, and that has been their most successful product launch at USAA. Zach is a great partner to our business.
I ask this question to almost every senior executive who's sitting in that seat over there, and that's, in a couple of words, describe to me your management style, and how have you had to adapt or change that style when working with men?
I'm a collaborative, open, good listener. I like to have my team be very inclusive. I demonstrate respect for all, no matter what level. My expectation is that the others work as hard as I do and bring value. When this happens, I believe in recognition and rewards. I am clear, communicate thoughtfully, always seeking to listen and understand first. I've grown up with male colleagues and managers. I'm authentic, the same with men and women. I am very collaborative. I work hard to have a strong management team. It is very important to me that my direct reports respect each other. I'm a big believer in teamwork. I don't think that I have to work any differently today with men than I do with women.
Obviously, you've got very deep experience, not only in your long tour of duty at Fiserv, but across the industry. Over your time in the industry and with Fiserv, you know, over the past several decades, have you seen any real change in the way that women are treated in the workplace? And have you contributed to that change?
Well, clearly, this is the time of the woman. I think there are great opportunities for us out there. I feel there is greater inclusion and there's a better understanding of gender differences and equality. There is an increased respect for the importance of the women in the workplace and the senior women in the C-suite in the boardroom. There are a lot of good articles and blogs written about this recently. I am grateful for my career growth, the mentors and stakeholders I've met along the way. I work mindfully to ensure that I will do the same for those deserving women. I'm a values-based leader who is respected, and I'm mindful of being a role model and want to be a great and meaningful one for other women, including emerging generations of women. I have an 18-year-old daughter and hope I have paved the way for her so it's easier for her to grow and be a business leader.
Our program is heard by people all over the organizational pyramid, C-suite level people, frontline people. But I would have to say the biggest slice of our audience are new managers and middle managers. Do you have any advice you might like to give women in the financial services industry who might be new managers and or middle managers?
Sure. I think women need to be clear about their own plan. Communicate this, seek support and sponsorship. I think sponsorship is very important. Take stretch assignments and sacrifice personally. Women need to understand and deliver the full complexity as what is needed for their role. Own their own development plan and destiny, and support other women in their success journey. In today's rigor environment and ever-increasing 24/7 global world, women need to be emotionally intelligent, listen, and have self-awareness. Successful women need to be compassionate, invested in others, and share successes. We need to be a blend of visionary, strategic thinker, executor, leader, manager, and a producer. I think it is very important for women to have a great mentor and confidant that they can use as a sounding board for critical decisions. I think it's very important for women to have a supportive family or network outside of work. There are definitely times when you have to put work in front of family demands, so a supportive family is critical. My husband has always been supportive to me in my career, and with three kids, that has been critical for me to succeed. All of the above takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. It is a hard road to get to a leadership position in this industry, but it is well worth the ride.
Well, it's been very nice meeting you, Cheryl. We've been speaking to Cheryl Nash, and she is the president of investment services at Fiserv. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Join the American Management Association group on LinkedIn to share insights with hundreds of your management peers and to discuss practices in the areas of organizational management and leadership. To find us, simply search for the group American Management Association from your LinkedIn account. Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.